it's been a while since we talked about wrestling.
Yes.
And there's a lot of WWE action going on. I want you guys to chime in. I really want to weigh in on this women's division, but guys, go ahead, take it away from me.
It's all on you, kid.
Well, I guess we can say this now. Bianca Belair is officially back.
Yes.
She is showing up last night at the end of SmackDown. You know, it was a match between Charlotte and Io Sky last night, which of course turned to be a 301 affair. Io won the match thanks to the interference of Bayley and Dakota. And needless to say, after the match, they all ganged up on Charlotte, and all of a sudden Bianca's music hits, and oh my goodness. I mean, the crowd just goes nuts. Like, Bianca just comes out of nowhere, you know, chases all of them, three of them off. Well, actually, they put Bayley in the KOD. So, like I said, man, this could be set up for maybe something for Crown Jewel, hopefully within the next couple of weeks. So, yeah, man, it's like, I think the women's division is getting more exciting now that Bianca's back. And who knows what could happen, man. I mean, we need some, you know how it is. Bianca has always been like a spark no matter where she goes. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Oh, man. So I'm going to tell you what, man, now, up until this point, it's gotten stale to me, you know, as far as the division goes. Now they're finally starting to ramp up. It's, you know, now that, you know, the major players are back, let's see how this plays out, you know, going forward.
I like the key addition of Jade Cargill, but I'm waiting to see her in ring action. That's what I really want to see. And what better way? I wouldn't mind her. What better way to start her in ring action with a match against Bianca?
That's true. I mean, there have been talks that Jade wants to work with Bianca and Becky. And I'm gonna tell you what, don't be surprised if Crown Jewel would be the start of a pay-per-view. You know, it's in Saudi Arabia. Oh, and it's a special start time of 1 p.m. in Saudi Arabia. Well, 1 p.m. our time, Saudi Arabia, I forgot, what is it, 8 o'clock, I think? Mm-hmm. Somewhere now, around that time.
Can I throw this at you guys?
Yeah, go ahead.
Imagine Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair as a tag team.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
Now, they're making I don't know if you also noticed, but they're also making a little comeback as I adjust Kevin's camera. Please bear with me. I'm multitasking here. That's how we do things around here. But you're gonna see, if you guys watched SmackDown last night, you saw there was a promo for Elba Fire and Isla Dawn. Now, I'm big fans of those two. Fire and Dawn, that's what you call a tag team. Outside of Chance and Carter, they are the two most talented. They're the most talented tag team in all of that women's division, and they have not been utilized yet. So that finally, when they come, y'all will see why I'm putting why I put so much stock in them. These girls are the future of women's tag team, and they need some firepower to go against. Now, whenever you got a hot commodity or a gym generational talent, they have generational talents in this women's division right now. So you don't want to just throw the big guns at them just yet. You want to build them up some.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you just don't want to throw Bianca Belair versus Jade Cargill right now. You don't want to throw Jade Cargill against Charlotte Flair, even though I love to see that. You don't want that right now. That's WrestleMania. That's WrestleMania type stuff. We're not ready for WrestleMania yet, but we do want to see these girls in action. And this is just a slam dunk to just use the women's division to build these two back up, build Bianca back up, hype up more, give us some more of Jade Cargill, have them have a run or two, and maybe a feud in between that, you know, to, you know, get it out. Just don't throw it out there. Just throw it out there. Build some drama. Build some chemistry. Build some story behind it. Because that's what really sells us real WWE fans. That really sells us
story.
Us real fans. It's the story. Because we all know what's scripted. We just don't know what the script. Now, if y'all want to have that debate with me, I don't think y'all want to, but if y'all want to have that debate with me on any other time, that's, hey, I'd be more than happy to oblige you. Just ask my dad. He's a puppet master. He's a puppet master just like any other producer that scripts a show. So, I would love to see it. I love the direction they're going. And also, I do got a question. Just we stick with WWE, but I got reservations about the United States Tag Team Title. I mean, United States Championship. Mm-hmm. I do not like Logan Paul trying to come in trying to go after Rey Mysterio.
Why not? I'm just curious. I got to hear this one.
I mean, I don't, but I do. Mm-hmm. I don't like that he's trying to cut the line again. But I don't like him just, calling out Rey Mysterio like that, Rey Mysterio accepting. But when you got, Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits right there that you got
problems with.
Now, how Logan Paul just gonna come in and go after you and challenge for United States Championship without Bobby Lashley saying anything? The math ain't mathing on that one. So since the match is already booked at Crown Jewel, Logan Paul versus Rey Mysterio, I want Bobby Lashley to screw Logan Paul out of it.
He is.
I want to see that happen.
That could happen.
I've never wanted someone to get screwed like that, Pauls, ever before in my life. But Bobby Lashley and Herb, they got to make an example out of Logan Paul. I would be happy. I don't care who has the belt at the end of the day. I don't care if it's Rey Mysterio. I don't care if it's Santos Escobar. I don't care if it's a member of the Street Profits. I don't care if it's Bobby Lashley himself. As long as Logan Paul don't have it.
It would not surprise me if somehow, some way, and they're trying to get Logan Paul over anyway. He'll mess around and somehow, some way, it's going to be some interference somewhere. We just don't know who.
Right.
It could be anybody, actually. And somehow Logan Paul might actually steal one. He's been known for stealing things before.
Right.
So, I mean, it would not shock me in the least if somehow Logan Paul ends up winning the belt. Now, again, you do have a point about as far as Lashley. I'm thinking, Lashley, he's still got a good couple years in him left. Like, why not give him at least one good run?
Yes, I mean, why are you forming this alliance if he's not going after? But why are you forming this alliance to begin with? Why are they here if you're going to let Logan Paul just come in and take a title shot?
Well, I'm guessing Lashley's trying to build the Street Profits up because, he sees a lot of potential. And this is the first time we've seen them, I don't remember if they were heels before. They probably were, and I don't remember. Mel, help me with that one, but.
No, not. I mean, they were heels or outsiders before, but not at this level.
At this level, right.
But still, that Logan Paul coming in and taking this title shot is in the way of all of that. It's just like you cutting them off at the knees.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would love for the Street Profits and Logan and Bobby Lashley to make an example out of Logan Paul.
Now, doesn't that sound familiar with somebody else who wants to cut the line?
Yep.
Yeah.
What
are y'all talking about? L.A. Knight?
No.
No, Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
But I will admit this, too. Part of my hate for Logan Paul is, yeah, he does his job very well. His character, his gimmick, is to make everybody jealous of him.
Mm-hmm. And it's working.
It's working, because I'm jealous of him. I wish I was Logan Paul.
Yeah, I mean.
Because it seems like everything is handed to him. Well, all these opportunities. I mean, he's making the best of them. Don't get me wrong. The man's a millionaire. the man's a social media icon, mm-hmm. and doing legendary stuff and achieving every goal that he set out to. I'm so jealous of him.
But
I want him to lose.
But if you saw, I'm sure you saw the promo last night when he cut it, when he said something about, part owner for, Prime Drink or something?
Yeah.
You mentioned that too?
Yes. Billionaire.
Yeah.
Got his own drink, sold it, made profits off of that. Going to selling out arenas, whether it's fighting, whether it's boxing, whether it's in WWE. Making headways everywhere he goes. He lives in Puerto Rico.
But he's a mad genius.
Yes.
That's the scary part.
Yes.
He's a mad. He can just call his shot and get in front of the line and nobody will say nothing.
Nothing.
Scary.
All right, guys, it's 9:22. We're going to put a pin in wrestling and get back to next week because I'm going to talk more about the tag belts and Crown Jewel next week. But I want to transition real quick because I said we talk about Logan Paul. We got to talk about Jake Paul real quick. He Matthew Riddle was fired by WWE and he's under a it's a time frame where he can't compete.
Something like that.
Yes. So once that non-compete time frame gets in, he's trying to book a fight with Logan Paul's brother Jake. How do y'all think that one is going to go?
Like I told you earlier this week, when you sent that earlier this week, and my first thoughts was, he's going to destroy him. I'm sorry. Like, and to me, it's almost you have a dislike for Logan. Now I'm starting to have a dislike for Matt Riddle too, because he can't stay out of trouble for one thing. You know, and sometimes I be wondering if the whole, pothead gimmick thing is scripted or real, hey bro, all that stuff, I mean, it's almost it's more annoying to me than anything else for reasons like that alone. I don't see Riddle beating him. I don't. Not coming into UFC. Against a very experienced superstar like Jake Paul. I'm not a Jake Paul fan either, but, Jake's going to have his way with him, period.
Yeah, I was about to agree with that, because you're talking about Matt Riddle, who is an MMA specialist, but he's stepping in a ring where he can't use his feet nor his knees. Half of his arsenal is gone. And he's going, and you think I'm going to put stock in him stepping into a boxing ring? I'm going to take the under on that one. Roma?
I mean, I don't think he'll stand a chance in the ring with him.
Yeah,
he put him in the movie, he might choke Riddle out real quick.
No, they in a boxing match. This Jake Paul, in a boxing match against Riddle.
I ain't going to knock gonna break Riddle's face. he gonna riddle me. He gonna riddle Riddle.
So
be in the corner, bro. Tell me a riddle. which corner I'm supposed to be in, bro? Is Randy back there?
Hey, Randy.
He's gonna get an arcade new.
I guess
with a little bit of a TK. Oh, bro.
I guess the only question is how many rounds
two.
How you think that's gonna last? So
it's
gonna
be two rounds. Well, really, and the first round is just him trying to get down to the boxing ring.
Mm-hmm.
If he's not under the influence.
I give him three. Reality's going to set in that first round. That second round, he's going to be in survival mode. And by the time that third round, he's not going to have anything left.
Well, and Conor McGregor trying to peek his nose back out there with a match in the boxing world again.
I give Conor McGregor a better chance than I do Riddle. Like I said, his specialty, his power was in his legs, in his knees, and his feet. And you can't use, and you can't bring, he can't use those where he going. So, all right. Also, gentlemen, we do have fight night tonight. Makhachev versus Volkanovski. Kamaru Usman going against Shimev. I know you guys don't know a whole lot about these guys, but this is like Khabib's little brother. He's in the middle of a trilogy. This is going to be a wrestling fight, more so fight than wrestling. So this is for those Greco-Romans, those grapplers. This is the fight of the year for you guys. If you're looking for a slugfest, this is not the UFC event. This is not the UFC event that you want to watch right here. You might see some action in this Usman fight, because Usman trying to bounce back, trying to get back into the title picture after he fell off a little bit. So we're gonna see about him. But this main event, Makhachev versus Volkanovski.
The Skybender or something? He fighting again?
I don't know. He just lost the belt not too long ago.
Yeah, I know.
So give him a few months, man. He need about 6 more months before he need to get back in the ring, because
he got punished.
Yes, he did. And if I was a gambler, man, I lost some money that night. Cause he wasn't even ready for that fight, but he knows the guy. He just don't know how to beat him yet. But I got faith in him. He'll find a way out. Cause all he needs is one good shot in this ring, and you'll be. And be good. So let's transition to the NBA real quick before I guess come on. I'm looking at some scores last night. The Indiana Pacers took care of the Cleveland Cavaliers 109-104. The Magic won last night against somebody, the Flamingos.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know who that is. I looked that up. The Hawks took care of lost to the 76ers. The Raptors over the Wizards, Mavericks over the Pistons, the Rockets over the Heat, Spurs over the Warriors. Guys, on the way over here, in the last couple of days, I've been hearing a lot about these Golden State Warriors. They look a little different, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, so tell me what you, I don't know if you guys seen much of it.
I mean, I haven't seen, but the one difference I'm looking at, there's no Splash without the pool. Hint, hint. No Jordan Poole to create a whole lot of drama or distractions. So I guess without him, it's almost like the old version of Golden State is on its comeback trail. You know, I mean, now and then with Chris Paul in the mix, it's going to be interesting. As we got our main man in the background giving us props this morning.
So, is the Flamingos, is that a G League team?
I have no idea who they are.
If anybody know who the heck the Orlando Magic played last night, please, I never heard of the Flamingos.
Yeah, we're going to get somebody on speed dial with this one.
Yeah, I want to say they play a G League team, because it's all preseason, and that would be great if that was the case. If that is what I think it is, I love that for preseason. Get some of these guys more NBA experience as possible. So I'm all for that.
But you know what? Wouldn't it be funny if they decided to make that an NBA team too? Because we already got the Pelicans, right? So why not Flamingos?
Some of these mascots need to be recycled. But that's just my opinion. It's hard for me to say go Pelicans. I mean, I'm trying. I put respect on them, but hey.
No.
Don't get me started on the Utah Jazz. Just don't get me started
Some
of these things need to make sense. Ain't no Magic in Washington, so why are we calling them the Wizards?
Didn't we go through this run last year?
Something still has to be done. There are no dinosaurs in Toronto. I mean, come on, bro. There are no dinosaur stories, no history that's putting a dinosaur in Canada. That's the point I'm trying. I know raptors are extinct, but there was no Jurassic. Was Jurassic Park in Nova Scotia? Hell, I mean, oh. Or that was in Africa. I mean, it wasn't in Canada.
Oh boy.
My point is, it wasn't in Canada or not. Yeah. So
I guess certain things should not exist in certain places.
Like Philadelphia. I'm not a Sixers fan, but they got the perfect mascot. The Philadelphia 76ers. The Liberty Bell's there. The Spirit of 76. Okay, I get that. The San Francisco 49ers. Perfect. Their manners. The Gold Rush. Dallas Cowboys. As much as I hate them, they got the perfect mascot. Dallas, Texas. Texas Cowboys. I mean, it makes sense. But the Utah Jazz, though. Is there even a jazz festival in Utah?
I don't know. But look it up.
Is any jazz bands from Utah?
Google it.
And Google don't even know.
But, or ask Siri or Alexa.
I mean, you know that they are wizards in Washington.
Yes, they is. Where?
Oh, there we go.
Oh, my. Yeah. No, Magic City's in Atlanta.
No, but they have wizards in those clubs up there, I believe.
Oh, well, you wouldn't know.
I mean, Jordan Poole about to find out.
You know better than that. Well, coming to the studio, my man, Mr. Joseph Hickey, bro. Joe, what's happening, bro?
What's going on, fellas?
Somehow, why you got such perfect timing, bro?
I don't know. God sent.
We're going to segue into, since you a diehard Spurs fan, and we sitting up here talking about the NBA, and we were just about to talk about your new boy, Victor Wembanyama. We was really literally about to get into the talk about these Spurs, because the two most interesting teams right now to me is Golden State and San Antonio. We touched on Golden State, but I want to give you the floor and tell me what you see right now out these Spurs.
I see a future. That's what I see. I wouldn't say so much of, oh, we're going to do this year and do this year, you know. I see a future. Like, we're building. And we have a lot of young guys that I would say in the next 2 to 3 years, when a lot of these veterans are going to retire and it's going to be a new league, because a lot of them going to be gone within like the next 5 years. A lot of them going to be gone. And I see us building real nice. And we have a nice little base right now.
You know who hurt behind?
Who's that?
Murray, I bet you right now he licking his chops. Man, I should have
stayed. Yeah.
Did he want out or did he just get traded?
I thought he got traded, didn't he?
But I think it was both.
Yeah.
To be honest, because he was young, but he was still a little older. And what we did was we let him go thrive somewhere and not have to stay in that rebuild, which would have held him back. And we allowed him to go get paid too.
Yeah. I can see him coming back.
Yeah, I can see that too.
Cause Pop, he was one of Pop's favorite players.
Yeah. I can definitely see that too. See, that's one thing I did like about us. I don't think we was trying to hold anyone back, because if you notice, we let a lot of people just go.
Yeah, and
to different places.
You notice, like, he in Atlanta, he feel like he, to me, it feel like he in just Trae Young's shadow. And I think he's a better player than Trae Young.
Yeah. And I truly believe he showed that, like, over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Because Trae Young kind of regressed.
Yeah.
Now check this out. It would be beyond the realm of possibility that he still might like it better in Atlanta than he would in San Antonio. Cause like you just said, he's in Trae Young's shadow, but the way y'all saying it, it looks like he's overcoming Trae Young's shadow. Take him back to San Antonio. Guess what? He's not going to be the man there. That's Victor's team, right?
It'll be
more of the same if he comes back.
If he came back, that system would be crazy with him and Victor. And you know Pop's system always fit guards and big men.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I feel you on that.
And then, but, and then at the same time too, what you're saying that him and Trae Young basically the same position.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then you're saying he's in his shadow. That means he will have to come off the bench.
But they got him playing the two. They got him playing the two.
It'll be Victor's team, but he could still be on the floor at the same time with Victor.
Yep. Playing the one or the two.
Yeah.
I can understand that. I can understand that. Cause see, my thing is this. Give me, and I know this is a projection take, which means this is what I believe is going to happen. Eventually, and I believe it's going to happen sometime, it needs to happen sometime this season, that DeJounte Murray is going to be proven to be the better option, better first option over Trae Young. He's going to take over that team. He got the time to take over that team. He's not going to have that in San Antonio. He will still be the second option in San Antonio. Yeah. That's where I'm coming from with it. Now, will he have more success? Hey, we can debate that all day. Time will tell. But I just think, like, it's already done, and I don't think they should go back.
Yeah.
I don't think they should go back. I think they'll be doing each other a disservice if they go back.
Yeah, I mean, like, why are you going backwards? Where you already got success in Atlanta, and let's say, for the sake of argument, Trae gets suspended.
LeBron went back, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but this was a rare occurrence.
That was a different regime, though.
Yeah, but still, he went back.
He went back to that city. He ain't go back to that same team.
And if he decided to go back to San Antonio, he definitely not coming back to the same team.
Yeah, but he not coming back to San Antonio and getting the coach fired like LeBron did.
The city of San Antonio can't fire the coach there, right?
Yeah, but
who would want to?
Yeah, but see, when LeBron came back, that's what he did.
He did that because he wanted.
DeJounte Murray ain't going to have that kind of pull, bro. To do what LeBron did. He is not going to have that kind of pull, bro.
If LeBron had that pull, who would be stupid enough to try to get Pop fired?
Nobody.
Okay, exactly.
And to be honest, I don't think he would want to get Pop fired. To be honest, I think
Pop is the perfect players coach.
I think he'll see the potential and where they can be going as far as multiple years, not just 1 year, but multiple years.
Yeah,
but I think he'll be able to see that.
Yeah, but my point is, that's what it took for LeBron to come back and be successful. When LeBron left Miami, that was a different coaching staff. That was a different scheme. They had moved on, changed everything around. What's the Russian guy? David Black and Tyronn Lue was on the bench. They weren't there when LeBron left, but they was there when he came back. LeBron had the power to get rid of Dave Black and turn the team into something that he wanted. Now, my point is, there's no way in hell that DeJounte Murray is going to go to San Antonio and do that.
Yeah, you're right. And what I'm saying too is I don't think he would want to do that because that's Pop.
Right. Right. So production wise from a career for the growth of his career, I don't think that's a good idea for DeJounte Murray. But
you all right over there, WB?
Yeah, WB had a long night. It's 20. It's 9:40.
Text me.
Yes, sir. It is 9:40, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, before we transition, I want to play a little bit of who got it wrong last week because I got a lot of L's to bear. I do.
Yeah, me too.
I think we all have.
So before we transition into that, guys.
Let me pull up last week's games.
Anything else in the NBA? Anything basketball? By fact, huge shout out, my girl. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Miss Becky Hammond. Okay. The ladies of the Los Angeles Aces, back-to-back championships. Yo, I've been advocating since day one for Becky Hammon.
And Tom Brady getting his eighth championship ring.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Wow.
That's right. He do own them now.
How ironic being at the right spot at the right time.
Yo, but I've been advocating. You're right. Right spot at the right
time.
I've been advocating for Becky Hammon to be an NBA head coach for the longest time.
Pop gonna have it set up where she will be.
I've been on that hype train since day one. So ladies, it can be done. We can follow you. We just can't out support your cause.
Okay, and a big shout out to the Bayou Bobby. Being the first superstar athlete that they say you're going to represent.
Reebok. You see what Shaq and Bubba Chuck doing out there? I should have worn my Reebok question ones, but I might do that next week. Anyway, guys. Let's go ahead and get this out the way.
Well, it's time to come to the congregation.
Okay, well, here we go.
Starting with the first week, guys, we're gonna play the segment called Who Got It Wrong? Okay. Give me game one.
Commanders and the Falcons.
I believe I got the... No, I had y'all... I had you winning that one, right, Cam?
Yeah, I think we all mailed that one in.
No, I think you had Atlanta.
I had Atlanta?
Uh-huh.
Well...
I should have had Washington. Desmond Ritter's trash. Mm. The sooner they start Taylor Heineke, the better.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got that one right. There was a lot of other ones I got wrong.
Okay, I got the second game wrong, which was the Ravens and the Titans, and I went with the Titans.
Oh,
Team Tannehill. All right, I think Ryan Tannehill got hurt.
Yeah, he did.
I just, for some reason, always seem to go against the Ravens and they.
And that's part of the problem because every time, you never know which team gonna show up.
Yeah.
And every time when I pick Tennessee, I always get it wrong. And same way with Baltimore. If I go with them, they always let me down.
That's a good point, Ro, because every time I pick the Ravens, they lose. And every time I pick the Ravens to lose, they win.
That's my same problem.
I'm sick of the Ravens right now. I respect Lamar Jackson. I respect how they, you know, their fan base, they coach. But they in the way. They need to get this together.
And I got a stat on Lamar Jackson, which we will reveal later in the show.
The stat about him turning the ball over so many times?
Well, that part too. But how many touchdowns he's actually had? Since he became, how much money did he get? What was it, $260 million?
Uh-huh.
And not much to show for it.
Well, it's a lot of money getting stolen out there on AFC North.
Yeah.
It's not just
AFC North, but AFC West, too.
Nah, not more than AFC North. Mm-mm, not more than AFC North, because we talking about Lamar Jackson, mm-hmm. and we talking about Odell Beckham Jr.
Mm-hmm.
He stole the bag. And let's not get started on Cleveland. So
Deshaun.
We'll get on the worst contract in NFL history when we talk about the Cleveland Browns. But for right now, we on the race. There's a lot of money getting stolen out of the AFC North. Cause I have not seen Odell Beckham Jr. yet. He has not played a game yet where he has not touched the blue tent. Playing or something. He getting paid $14 million.
Next game.
He lines up under the blue 10 more than he does on the line of scrimmage.
I got.
Or he's just on the sideline for more support.
Yeah, more support. He offered advice.
Go home and be a daddy.
Well, he should have stayed at home. He was already there. They picked him up for $14 million just to do this. Yeah, it's a lot of money getting stolen. It's a lot of money getting stolen out of the AFC North. They need to launch an investigation.
Matter of fact, they probably got the richest four quarterbacks. Man, what you got? No, yeah, you got what? Joe Burrow.
Yeah, Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson.
Kenny Pickett, the only one of them that ain't getting no money.
Yep, only one.
He's the only one getting paid accordingly too.
And keep in mind, they're in first place too.
Kenny Pickett is the only one getting paid fair market price.
Well, I got the next game wrong too.
Game, man? Enough of these Ravens, man.
Seattle and Cincinnati. I thought that they could come over here and get it done.
I got lucky with that one. Got that one right.
Who did I have?
Seahawks.
And who won?
Cincinnati.
It was a horrible week for me.
They won by four.
Yeah. Mine was a straight pedestrian myself. I didn't do much better. I only lost like, what, six? But there was only like 15 games on the board. So.
Yeah, 15 games, and I think I got like 7 points. I was god awful.
I was surprised.
Now, seven points ain't bad in some weeks, but if only three more people had seven, everybody else had more than you, then the week was horrible.
I'm surprised that I ended up with like 10 or 11 points out of last week. But I always fare well in my 4:30 games and my 8 o'clock game.
The 1 o'clock games keep tripping people up a lot.
Now, I know I got this one right.
Well, what's the next game?
I was the only one that picked the Jags against the Colts in here last week. All y'all went with Indianapolis.
No, I had the Jags too.
The Colts and the Jags.
I had the Jags.
I had the Jags too.
You sure?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the only one. I do remember who something was I had right.
Okay.
It was a scenario where I knew that the Jags was going to win. I think because they came back from London. Their first game back, and I think they was at home.
Well,
they
also
like
keep in mind that Richardson got hurt too.
Yeah, and he's done for the season. My heart aches for him.
That one was a telltale story.
But that's on Jim Irsay and the Colts. That's on them because they should have did. You know you drafted this guy. You draft a quarterback and you don't do, you gotta bring in some free agent offensive linemen.
They could've brought Jeff Saturday back.
Yeah, bring Jeff Saturday back to hike the ball, not the coach. I mean, they do have some good pieces on that O-line, but I mean, it goes hand in hand. You draft a quarterback, get some offensive linemen. Protect your investments. You know why Joe Burrow's getting sacked so much?
Offensive line.
Yeah. And I don't knock them for drafting Ja'Marr Chase instead of Penei Sewell. But who's healthier? Him or Joe Burrow or Jared Goff?
Right now it's Goff.
And y'all already know how I feel about those lines, but we're gonna keep this thing moving. All right, so what's the next game?
Panthers and Dolphins.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, next. Everybody mailed that one in.
Vikings and Bears.
But we're going to have more on the Dolphins later. Vikings and Bears, I think I got that one wrong.
I did too.
I definitely did.
Oh, well, I went with Minnesota.
Yeah, because I thought Justin Fields was going to.
Well, we was hoping it was going to turn the corner. But then, apparently, this is one of those that I made a post last week, and I was like, I should follow my own advice on something that I told everybody before. Teams that score 40 points 1 week always lose the next week. And
Miami Dolphins?
And no. Well, Miami Dolphins was one of them that fell across. Buffalo was another one. They had 48 and then they got waxed.
San Francisco.
San Francisco was another one.
Then Dallas dropped 41 1 week.
Not Dallas, but San Fran dropped 42.
Dropped 40 on the Giants.
And then lost to the Cardinals. And then
the
loss to the Cardinals the next week?
No.
I think Dallas had 30. What did they?
No, they had 40 points on the opening night.
Huh?
Yeah, they beat the, I know they beat the crap out of somebody and lost to the Cardinals next week.
They beat.
It was either.
They beat the Giants 40-0.
40-0.
And then they won.
They won the next week though.
Yeah, and then they lost.
But then they lost in week three.
Then they beat the Giants and they beat the Jets.
The Jets.
Yeah, they were blowouts.
Yeah, I thought they dropped 40 on the Jets too, but.
No, they didn't. It was 30-10.
This one, I went, the next game is the Browns and 49ers. I went with the 49ers, but I regret it because I knew how good
Cleveland defense was. And this was one of those that people could call me a jinx, whatever you want, but I should have followed my own advice. You drop 41 a week and lose the next week. And I said there were two trap games out there. That was the first one.
Yeah, and this had nothing to do with the week before. I mean, because we all should have picked the Cleveland Browns. We all gave y'all the keys to victory. How Cleveland was going to win the game. It's just that we had put so much stock in the 49ers.
We didn't follow it up. That was our problem.
Like, we were scared to pull the trigger.
We were scared to pull the trigger. It sounded so good on paper. It sounded good on the microphone.
We knew what was going to happen.
And we didn't follow it up. That was the problem.
Yes.
The head versus the heart would get you in trouble every single time. I've gone through this all year. You know, every single year I've played in the pool, I use my heart over my head. And more times than not, that gets me in trouble. This year is no exception.
And they got exposed.
Brock Purdy got exploited.
I wouldn't say it was so much Brock.
Yes, it was. Cause he looked like college Brock Purdy after a while out there. He lost his big weapons.
He showed that he won all that.
Yes.
Yeah, but who wouldn't when your top guys go down? I'm not making excuses for him.
It was controversial.
That what it sounded like, don't it, Joe?
No, I'm not making excuses for him.
Yeah.
However, that's not the reason why he looked that way. The reason why he looked that way is because of Cleveland's defensive line.
I mean,
I'm just trying to give them their flowers because
Trent Williams gave Myles Garrett his biggest endorsement, and Myles Garrett was like, "That's Trent Williams said, man, hands down, future Hall of Famer."
Exactly. That's.
He made Trent Williams look like a rag doll.
I'm not excusing Brock Purdy, but the way they bullied San Fran's offensive line, they would have wrecked anybody back there.
But that's not the only reason why they lost, though, bro. Because you also got to remember there was a play that turned. They said it was a controversial play where the Browns receiver like lowered his head. And caused the San Fran player to commit a penalty, which moved them up 15 yards, you know. And then on top of that, following that, you know, San Fran still had a chance to win the game.
And missed the field goal.
Yeah. So it wasn't just one play. No, it's never just one play.
Yeah, and I'm going to wear this one, too. I picked the Saints against the Texans.
I think that's the one. Who won that game?
Texans.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, you went with you was talking. Yeah,
two weeks in a row.
Joe.
2 weeks in a row.
That's how he got me. Kept talking about the Saints defense and stuff, and I bit in last week with him.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My bad. It ain't the Saints defense. Man, Derek Carr is freaking trash, dude.
Well, we ain't talking about this week, Derek Carr.
But it don't matter. It's still a loss,
and I gotta wear that. I'm sorry, my bad.
You're not the only one who gotta wear it.
The defense is like that, though.
Then I dropped the ball again. I'm wearing a lot right now.
Listen, I think all four of us are probably sitting there.
I'm wearing it. I gotta wear this one too, because I picked the Patriots over the Raiders.
Oh boy, hold on. Matter of fact, before we get, Joe, how did you do in the pool? Or how many picks did you get right?
You said what?
How many picks did you get right last week?
I got most of them right, but I got at least like four or five wrong.
Well, shit, well, he did better than all of us did.
Yeah, we did a whole, the Patriots over the Raiders.
Hold on, let me see.
So you mean to tell me Josh McDaniels finally beat Bill Belichick?
Yeah. And it wasn't that he did it. Matt Jones did it for him.
This is one of those
wide open tight end. He overthrows him and puts it right into the Raiders defender's hand.
Man, who was... Man, I'm tired of another tight end cost me a game because they dropped
the pass. No. It won't the tight end fault. Matt Jones just did something stupid.
Again.
And overthrew him for no reason because he's... All right. It was just like the play when Patrick Mahomes hit Travis Kelce with nobody around him for like 10 yards, 10, 15 yards, or like when Devontae Smith dropped that pass last week.
Oh, Lord.
We'll jump into that in a minute.
But it was just, that's how wide open the tight end was, and he just overthrew him for no reason.
So have y'all seen a disturbing trend of people who are open for 10 yards, nobody's even in the picture, and then you just drop the ball? Has this been going on a lot in the last 2-3 weeks?
Yeah. And guys need to tighten up. These wide receivers need to tighten up.
And I'm sitting there like, bro, y'all got paid one freaking job and to catch the ball. You get paid that much money and you can't do it. And come on, man.
It's way too much of that. It's way too much of that.
I don't know if it's point shaving going on or what, but,
Lions Buccaneers.
I think I had that one right.
Yeah, you did pick the Lions.
I know I picked the Lions on this one.
Guys, real quick. Lions, 49ers, Eagles, both all 5-1 in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the best? Rank them right now, 1, 2, and 3.
Lions would be number one in my rankings. Philly will be two.
Yeah,
but not by much over the San Francisco 49ers at three. The only reason I'm saying San Fran right now three, the injuries.
And
right now,
it looks like Debo ain't gonna play this
Debo
week.
And Christian McCaffrey ain't gonna play this week. But I still say that their defense gonna go handle business Monday night against 8 o'clock Kirk.
and I feel like San Fran showed that they're not all that against a good defense.
No, they're not. And I can say the same thing about us. And I can say the same thing about Dallas. I can say the same thing about all the top guys, all the top offenses in the league. They run into problems when they come up against these defenses. Now, don't get me wrong, the Jets Dallas game, you know, that was the Zach Wilson fiasco. He turned the ball over a whole lot, but even in that blowout, the Jets didn't allow Dallas a whole lot. They didn't. It was a ton of short fields and plays like that, but they've been a shutdown defense ever since, and Cleveland has been a shutdown defense all year, and I still say same thing about New Orleans to an extent. Yeah, they let me down a little bit, but when these teams face against these top defenses, they have issues. All right, so what's the next game?
Okay, Cardinals and the Rams.
I think I had that one right.
I picked the Rams.
You had the Cards, Mel.
Oh, no wonder I'm terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. This was the one that you got, Mel. This is the one you got so mad last week, and you was like, "Whatever Romar picked, I'm going against him the rest of the way."
Man, just nail me to the cross and burn me right now. I'm done. My goose is cooked. There's no way I'm winning this championship.
What? No. Never say never, folks. Cause like I say, yeah, we may feel like we're in the middle of the pack or sitting near close to the bottom. I've seen some strange things. All it takes is one or two, you know, a couple strong weeks and one bad week from somebody at the top. And the thing, I'm telling you, I've said it before, things can get flipped really quick.
Well, the next game is the upset that nobody's seen coming.
Which one was that?
The Jets over the Eagles.
And Milson, are they going to do? Do we have to go there? Do we have to talk about this game?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So,
Zach Wilson, for two straight weeks against two of the best quarterbacks in the NFL has looked like a quarterback.
I wouldn't go that far.
Y'all, yes, he has looked like an NFL quarterback the last couple of
years. I think it's more the defense.
The defense has
stepped up. I would give it to the defense.
I'm saying that the defense.
They only scored one time.
Yeah, but the defense has played good. But I'm just saying, with the way he's been handling and game managing for the last couple of weeks, it's been good for him. I mean, like, I guess you can say the presence of Aaron Rodgers being there this year might have actually paid off for him.
Well, no, I'll go one step further. Ever since Vinny Testaverde got all in him a couple weeks back, telling him he's horrible, whatever, he's like the worst thing ever, all of a sudden, and Zach was talking about, oh, we're going to prove him wrong. And have you noticed that he's played a lot better than last week?
You sure it was Vinny Testaverde or Joe Namath?
I'm sorry. I've said it wrong. Joe Namath. Since Joe Namath.
You can't. I have more stock in Vinny Testaverde, but continue.
I'm sorry. But no, this is one of those that you can also make an argument that, okay, we all went for the Eagles in this case. We figured, okay, I'm going to be perfect in the 4 o'clock window. But then all of a sudden it's like, one main thing to take away. I don't care how bad the other team is, you cannot let them hang around, because when you start acting like we're too cool for school and thinking we can just show up and win, you got to actually play. And then, of course, a lot of big takeaways happened with that one. When Devontae dropped, he had a touchdown written all over it right there. If he would have caught that ball, that was touchdown right there. Nobody was near him in that area. And then, of course, also the missed field goal, which would have put him up by 5 at this point, at that particular juncture.
And those 3 turnovers by the quarterback.
Yeah. So somebody even mentioned to me, he said, Jalen Hurts played like Dak Prescott. You know, I didn't make this up, but somebody came and said, man, he played like that. And I'm thinking like, okay, we all have a bad game. You know, it's one of those things, okay. So we all human. We're going to, like, once we get, once we find out what we did wrong, we're going to move on, and then we're going to make the next steps to improve. Which reminds me, when you hit me up with Mel, y'all picked up a wide receiver. Joe, I'm glad you're on, because I need to get your take on this one. What's your acquisition of Julio Jones?
Focus. It takes focus. Regardless of how old he is or whatnot, you know his name and you know what he has done. So it's going to be a focus thing. He's not about to just get up in there and he's just going to get the ball a whole bunch of times. But the defense is going to be going to have some focus on him. Because they know what we can do with him and what he can bring to the table. So that's all it is.
Okay.
And we do, and we do need a true third wide receiver, because I'm tired of Watkins. They keep talking about the speed. Like, bro.
Watkins is not a dog. That's the problem. He has all the talent. He's just not a dog.
And he definitely made me mad the last game he played when he caught that screen and he ran out of bounds and started running straight up, and he could have got that first down.
Now he would have scored had he went in between Smitty and Oz. Yeah. He would have scored. Mm. That's the biggest gripe, because there was nothing in front of him. But
nothing.
But see, all right, this is my thing.
Go ahead.
Before we even get into the Julio signing, because I don't see that taking fruition until next week, with Devontae Smith having his hamstring injury. Our passing offense is going to be hampered a little bit, but the biggest hamper of it is Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts just had a bad game last week. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to make excuses for him. even though I'm gonna give y'all, you know, reasons why things happened the way they did. But make no mistake about it, Jalen has to be bothered. Because you talking about the wide open, I mean, the drives Devontae Smith had.
Yep.
There were four times. Four times.
He might have overthrew a player.
Devontae Smith had his man beat for a touchdown, and Jalen couldn't get the ball to him. Four times. Four different drives. Jalen, I mean, Devontae Smitty had the guy beat. But because Lane Johnson was out, and what's my, Landon Dickerson was out, we got Sewell Pettor and Jack Driscoll, who was trash, by the way, had that constant pressure in Jalen Hurts' face. He could not get set and deliver the ball to Devontae Smith. That's four times. I can go to four plays in a, and I believe there was like three in the third and one in the fourth. And that's not even counting the last play of the game where, again, Smitty had the guy beat for a touchdown, but by the time Jalen could get the ball out, the defender had caught up to him. That's one thing. Now, the Jets, they is fast, bro. That's a fast defense. The Browns are bullies, but the Jets are fast. Two of the best defense in the league. But Zach Wilson, I'm gonna make this point about Zach Wilson. All Zach Wilson did one thing and one thing only, and that's not turn the football over.
Exactly.
That's all he did, is not turn the football over.
So are you saying he's a game manager?
He made a really great one, because none of those, I mean, he made a couple of plays here and there.
Right.
He made a couple of decent throws here and there. But he didn't catalyst no scoring drives. Four field goals and the touchdown we gave him. Again, the touchdown we gave him.
But it was just enough to not screw it up.
Right.
So that's why, go ahead.
Basically, he did his job when you know you're not the superstar of the team. You came in and did enough.
Right.
Like how we could remember back in the day with Case Keenum with the Vikings. He came in, he did his job. He didn't do overly, and he didn't do he just came in and did his job.
I'm gonna put it to you like this. The Eagles lost that game, but their defense improved that game. Because they didn't score a lot of points. They didn't have a lot of yards. So both run defense, which is number one in the league, and the pass defense improved. So I can't give a lot of the credit to Zach Wilson. I can't. Again, but we lost. If that's what y'all want to do, I can't debate that, because we got to wear that air. We got to wear that. However you put it, we lost to the Jets. Okay. We can't lose this week.
For the first time in 12.
For the first time in 12 tries.
Yep.
That in itself,
we gotta wear that.
I had to Google that one up, because I couldn't believe they were saying that. Like, are you
okay?
So how?
Buffalo and Giants and Buffalo. I picked Buffalo.
I should have picked Buffalo. Screw them Giants.
Well, but see, that's the thing. And the Giants crashed. Almost stole it. The Giants had that one play. Okay, again, play calling has been major trash. I mean, there were
coaching has been major trash. But continue.
But okay. But the thing is, you had two shots from the 1 yard line and couldn't get in.
Dang. 1 yard line.
One. Like, you could quarterback.
He did blow up with that, calling that run. He did blow up with calling that run when he should have threw that and he would have got another play.
Yeah, but I'm just out on the Giants. Like I said, I told y'all I'm not in favor of their head coach. I don't like their coaching. I believe that they have the talent at the wide receiver position, but they just do not have the offensive coordinator to bring the best out of them. And another thing, I kind of like Wink Martindale as a defensive coordinator, but I just feel like he's just in a twilight zone. He's just in a situation where he just can't win for losing. So I'm just out on the New York Giants. Hey, Mark, we got the boxing guru, Mr. Mark Daniels, on the line. Mark, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing well, fellas. How you doing this morning?
Man, we doing wonderful. Hey, Just like my man Joe, I can say you like to have some, y'all have some perfect timing, because we just about to wrap up this segment of Who Got It Wrong. I think the last game we got is the Thursday night game, where I'm going to say it once again, Derek Carr is trash. And I want you to give your thoughts on that before we get into our weekly NFL picks.
Well, they paid $100 million to this man, and he is not delivering at all. They had opportunities, I think, to run the ball in the end zone on that last one. Didn't do it. Felt bad for the tight end that dropped that pass. Looking at Jacksonville, they got a lot of work to do, fellas. They got a lot of work to do. I mean, before the playoffs get here, because they're going to the playoffs. But, yeah, the Saints look like a third world team out there. I mean, they did come back. I give them that. I try to give them the benefit of the doubt that Alvin Kamara is just getting back in the mix. But man, I don't know. It's got to be Carr. I mean, you got Olave, you got Michael Thomas. I mean, Shaheed. And I don't know. I don't know if it's play calling. I don't know. They're not utilizing something, right? They just, I mean.
It's the coach.
Maybe they could trade Russell Wilson for Derek Carr. It can't get any worse.
Well, actually, you can. So, guys, it's time for, we're going to wrap this segment up.
We got one more.
What?
It was a